29 degrees at 67 Main Street. I don't know what Pat's got at Paganaville over there in New York State. What do you have there, Pat?
35.
35. That's because all the hot air coming out of government in New York. That's got to be right. that has to be it because it's 29 here.
Yeah, and it will cloud up, and it will rise to 45 to 50 before the rain comes in late today. What is late today? After 3 o'clock. And then the rain will come down in buckets tonight. It'll be a Marshall Miles night. 40 degrees would rain heavy at times.
Doesn't matter. I'll be in the house.
right. Blustery with scattered showers, especially Saturday morning in the 40s. Sunny and breezy, mid-40s Sunday. Sun will mix with clouds Monday, mid-40s. We have another storm coming in on Tuesday, most of which should be rain. I say most of which should be rain because if it comes in late Monday night, it may be cold enough for at least a little sleet at the start. And it's possible that before it ends early Wednesday morning, there could be a little snow at the end. But for the most part, it is rain for us. So this storm and Tuesday's storm will mimic each other, and I will give them the term Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello, who's on first?
What's on second? I don't know who's on third. I know. We can go on and on with that.
We could.
But they really are similar storms, except for the fact that the one on Tuesday may have a little more cold air associated with it.
All right. Yeah, God. So that's it. So we've got rain late today and tonight, and then rain on Monday night into Tuesday?
Monday night through Tuesday, and then windy and unseasonably cold midweek next week.
All right. And for Veterans Day Sunday?
That's a nice day. It's chilly, only, in the low to mid-40s, but sunny.
All right.
Yeah, and they're celebrating that on Monday, right?
Well, some places do, and some places actually do it on the actual day itself. So
that's what I think. But yeah. I wish they would just leave, I don't know. I think when a holiday falls on a weekend, it should be, if it falls on a Saturday, it should be celebrated on a Friday. If it falls on a Sunday, it should be celebrated on a Monday.
Yeah, anyways. These are all the rules you got to follow,
Maybe President Trump will get to that too before his term is over.
Hey, Pat O'Connell says that's one heck of a forecast. Hey, Abbott.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So that's it. So I have to travel to Flemington, New Jersey tomorrow.
Flemington. That's where my brother lives.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, for the time being, he's selling his house, and he's buying a house, another house in Connecticut. He's got one house in Connecticut already, and then he's getting a place down south. So you can tell he had a great career in whatever he did.
Yeah. Now, you go there often, don't you?
I go visit him, yeah, but I don't
not
have...
Not often?
I don't own... I'm not going to own two houses in Connecticut and a house down south. So it's obvious, money-wise, he chose the right career.
He chose the right career, right? What's the what way do you go? Do you go 287?
Yeah, to go to Flemington. Yeah, I go down to go over and catch the thruway and take at Mahwah. I get 287.
Right.
And then you get off at 202 and blow over that way. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. When you get off at 287.
Yeah, they're telling me that from here, it's going to take me about 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's about right, because once you get to the 287 thing at Mahwah, it's about an hour and I'll say it's about an hour and 25, hour and 30 minutes. And that's not that far away from you.
It's not.
So that's about right. Yeah. But sometimes it goes really well, but sometimes you get traffic that just really slows it down.
Really?
Yeah. Now, what are you going there for?
A surprise birthday party.
It's not a surprise anymore. They're listening.
Well, they're not listening. So, the thing is that if I had my choice, I wouldn't be going because I don't consider this lady a really friend. She's more of an acquaintance.
Yeah.
The only time that I ever get to see her is if the group plans like a to go to a Broadway show and everybody's going to meet in the city.
Yeah.
Or if someone throws like a New Year's Eve party, they'll be there. So to me, I would not be going. But several other friends said, oh, we think you should go, blah, blah. So I said, fine. So two other friends are going to come with me. So I'll drive one way in there, and one of them will drive on the way back, because you know I don't like driving.
Yeah.
Especially when they don't know where I'm going. That's even worse.
Well, you've got that.
I got the GPS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That makes me a nervous wreck. I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy
it. Here's what you do with GPS. It's right. What I do with GPS. I set it up to where I'm going, and then I turn it off. And when I'm about probably anywhere where I guess I'm 35 to 40 minutes away from where I'm going,
then you put it on.
Then I turn it on.
Right.
And it guides me the you know, you can always get to the vicinity where you have to go, and then once you get into the town,
yeah,
where
then
you
hit it. Then you hit it. Right.
Put it on. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like usually on the way coming home, once I get on a major roadway, I just delete the, you know, go to options and delete it, because once I'm on the major roadway, then I know how to get home. So
yeah. So and you know, and you don't want to see 3.7 miles turn. Like, I know. I know.
Yeah. And well, one nice thing about my GPS is it does not say, what do they say on the standard GPS when you miss a turn?
I don't know.
They don't say correction.
Yeah.
They say
danger.
Something like that. But this one does not. This one will just, if you miss where she says you should be going, she will just continue to give directions and take you another way.
Oh. I'd love to see one say, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger.
Yeah, right. Somebody will come up with that sooner or later. So that's it. And then Sunday, it's just a laid-back Sunday. So that should be good. And Monday, I'll gear up and get ready for the Marshall Miles storm number two.
And you'll be working Monday again.
That's right.
Because you're...
Yeah, I'm working Monday, and you'll have to decide whether or not you're going to the city Tuesday.
Well, we'll see when the rain's going to be. Is it going to be raining on Tuesday?
It sure is. It's going to probably start Monday night, so it's going to be raining by the time you get into the station. I don't think you'll be going Tuesday.
Well, I think you're absolutely right on that. I don't more to say. You hear that? You hear that in the background?
Yes.
You know what song that is?
Beatles.
It's a song by Eric Clapton.
Oh, okay.
Let It Rain. So there you go, Pat. So that's the way it looks. Let it rain this weekend. I mean, tonight and to late tonight, and then on
it's
Monday.
Into the morning, that's it, yeah.
No, we're getting used to it around here, Pat.
Yeah, well, I'd say better rain than snow. How about you?
I'd say no, not at this temperature. No, rain in 40 degrees. I'd much rather have snow, to be honest with you.
Oh well, I know you prefer that. Well, some of the ski resorts have already opened up in northern New England, so that may be a choice for you this weekend.
Well, they don't have to worry about seeing me.
Right, exactly.
All right, Pat, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. See you Monday, Marshall.
Take care, bye.
Bye-bye.
Our forecast with Pat Pagano. Ah, yes. Eric Clapton. As we wrap up the forecast. Yeah, I guess we can wrap that up there.